Let's talk a little Celtics basketball. Welcome in John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast. Good afternoon, John.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing pretty well, thanks. How's your Tuesday so far?
Oh, it's great.
Glad to hear that. Nice victory last night. Somebody wise out there in the world called it the best win of the season.
Yes, I do think it's the best win of the season. Considering the circumstances, I think the context is what makes it the best win of the season. Back-to-back, no Malcolm Brogdon, no Al Horford in a first half that suggested that they were giving in to all of that. But you hear Jason Tatum after the game talk about, it's up to us, we have a choice to make, and we wanted to figure it out. That makes this the best win of the season to me, because it tells me that this is a team that understands, maybe you can say even finally understands, that habits that win championships in June are built in November, December, January. Those times where the games may seem meaningless, you're the best team in the league, and there's a ready-made excuse against a scrappy team at home, plays well at home. It wouldn't be considered a bad loss. They came out after the half and had a 35-18 third quarter and kind of decided to win the game in a sense. So, yeah, that makes this the best win of the season for sure for me.
And you made a great analogy in your piece, Boston Sports Journal, that NBA success is like growing tulips. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, I mean that you have to plant those bulbs in November and December. That's if you know about tulips and daffodils, you have to plant them and kind of wait and trust that it's going to work and with the right environment. When the spring comes around, they'll start to bloom. And that's what I was talking about before. The habits that build championships, you plant those now. And when spring comes around and the season is ending and it's March and April and May and the playoffs are coming around and all of a sudden you start seeing those stalks poking through the ground and you say, oh, okay, here come the tulips. That's what those habits are bringing. They're bringing something beautiful in the spring that you can look at and say, all right, it was worth the wait. And you start that back then so you can see the results in the spring when it matters in the NBA.
Am I right, John, that it seems like when things go astray for the Celtics that the immediate result is turnovers? And last night, early in the game, a lot of turnovers out in the perimeter, and it was basketball 101. It was what you teach kids, people not moving to receive the ball quite often.
Yeah. Like, the most infuriating turnovers that they have is just trying to make a pass from the top of the key over to the wing. And everybody knows the pass is going there, but no one, like you said, no one's stepping up to the ball. No one is even setting up a defender to say, okay, I might cut. No, I'm coming back to get the ball. It's the little tiny effort plays. And after the game, when Tatum said we were playing slow, that's kind of it. So you have those kinds of passes that get picked off, and those are your pick sixes. When somebody picks that off, there's no one in front. That's an easy 2 points on the other end. You start giving up those points, it's almost impossible to have a lead when you're spotting teams 6, 8, 10 points just on sloppy turnovers. And the other kind of turnovers, Rich, are the ones that you see from Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum driving and insisting on trying to score against mismatches rather than driving and when they see the help come over and they've drawn two, kicking the ball. And in the first half, you just saw it. I mean, it really looks like they run square into the chest of a defender. They flail their arms up in the air. They don't get a call. And the play goes the other way. And invariably, it ends up as a layup. In the second half, you saw a drive, a kick, a secondary attack, another kick, and then an open three-pointer. So it's the stuff that in the second half, it's a little less ego, a little bit more sticking to the plan. And not surprisingly, only two turnovers after halftime.
Yeah, and it seems like this team is better than last year's team was at making those adjustments early enough that they can make a difference, and it doesn't have to be that furious fourth quarter comeback.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, too, because they've at least got better recognition. And I think that does lend itself to a little bit of self-awareness. We see what we're doing. We get it. Like, everybody yelling at your screen, everybody swearing at your TVs. We see it too. Don't worry. We'll fix it. And so when they go into halftime and they come out with more purpose, that's coaching. That's maturity from Tatum and Brown. That's leadership from guys on the team. And that's trust in each other. And nothing's going to be perfect. So we know they're going to have halves like they did in the first half last night. They'll have entire games like that. So I don't want to say like the decision that they made at halftime last night is going to mean they never have these bad losses again. They'll have bad losses just like every team in the NBA. But it's how quickly they snap out of it. So last night it was they recognize it at halftime and they turn around and they win. You have a bad loss. Do you come back in the next game and correct it and make it so it's not a losing streak? And that's important too, because they had a tough loss against Miami. They come into Toronto. They have a tough first half. They easily could have been a two-game losing streak, and it wasn't. So that is also kind of, to your point, maybe expanding it out a little bit, recognizing things early enough so it doesn't cascade.
Now, 25 games is not a small sample size, so this 20-5 record, I think, is pretty impressive what they've done so far. But how important is this 6-game road trip to really send a message that these guys are for real as title contenders?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you can let the league know, you know, there's always these little challenges, right? It's almost like a boxing match. Okay, so you won the first 3-4 rounds. Okay, now you're in the middle rounds, and what can you do? How are your legs? So they have to go. It's a weird road trip. Back-to-back Brooklyn, Toronto. Then you got to go to Phoenix and face one of the contenders in the West with an MVP candidate in Devin Booker. Then you got to go to Golden State, who is certainly not playing up to their capabilities, but we know how good they are. And then a back-to-back against the Lakers and Clippers, two teams that have potential. The Lakers are playing really, really well right now. The Clippers, you know, they're getting Kawhi back, and They have firepower. They have a good defense. So these are tough challenges. What? And if you can go out on the road and say, what do they got? 4 more games. You come out of this 4-2, 5-1. You just kind of send the message to the league like, hey, it doesn't matter where we are. We can play you on the road. We can play you at home, and we're comfortable either way. Well, and that's going to be where the league kind of says, oh, all right, it's not just a home-driven thing.
As they get ready for that game with Phoenix tomorrow night, man, I'd watch that tape and see what the Mavericks did, because that was shocking.
Yeah, you know, the Mavericks are a weird team. Phoenix is a weird team sometimes. But, you know, I think with the Mavs, when they have it going and Spencer Dinwiddie is going, they could be really, really good. I think there's a little bit of Phoenix playing above its head, just a tiny bit. But, yeah, I think if you can get in there and kind of replicate what Dallas did against Phoenix, that'd be great. But it's going to be a tough matchup. They're going to have their hands full with Devin Booker. That's a team that's well-coached and knows who they are. I think they had a little bit of a letdown game there. Maybe they were looking ahead to the Celtics game. You know, they had a little bit of a – the Mavs are kind of messy, but the best team in the league is coming in, and kind of look past, even though they had Luka, kind of look past them a little bit. I think the one thing we can expect from every team, no matter how bad they looked in a game before, I mean, just look at Miami.
Right.
Miami came in and looked great in that when they beat the Celtics. And then they turn around against Memphis, and no Ja Morant, no Desmond Bane, no like 8 guys out, and they get crushed. So you know that their team, whatever team the Celtics are facing, are going to give you your best shot. And so I no matter how bad Phoenix looked against the Mavs, they'll be the best version of the Phoenix Suns tomorrow night.
Yeah, 20-5 puts that bullseye right on your back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun as the road trip continues tomorrow night out in Phoenix. Check out what John's got to say at Boston Sports Journal and, of course, on the Locked On Celtics podcast. John, appreciate it as always, and we'll check in again next Tuesday afternoon.
Thanks. Talk to you then.
John Corrales here on Downtown.